Hello. The name of our research topic is Methadone on My Money, Competing Government Healthies in the Lives of Unemployed Drug Service Users. And this paper was produced over the last couple of months using data from qualitative semi-structured interviews, and which we hope to be peer-reviewed in the coming months. The research was born from an intersection of two PhD projects, the Common Interests and Objectives. Both projects capture the voices of marginalised populations and are unique in that they place the life narratives and the life experiences and narratives of those individuals central to research and findings, as opposed to statistics being the primary instrument in evaluating services. Both research projects are different, as both engage and draw upon the voices of service users in order to analyse and evaluate the efficacy of state services. My own research encapsulates service user perspectives on drug policy and explores allegations of human rights violations that are said to exist within our drug services. As opposed to experts' reports buttressed by statistics, service user voices are, for the first time, paramount to this research. Philip's research is also service user orientated, examining the life experience of conditionality and sanctions within welfare activation policies.
So the paper is drawn on both our research projects into marginalised populations and then exploring the intersection of these populations. So our findings in the paper show first that there's a lot of hard work involved in methadone maintenance, as drug service users have to sign contracts where the behaviour is tightly controlled, along with attending a lot of appointments with doctors, clinics and pharmacies. And a lot of this goes unnoticed with the general public as well. And the second finding is that a lot of this work takes place in an enclosed world we've called methadonia, which tightly regulates, controls, disciplines service users' behaviours. And this also engenders a psychological dependence, as people come to both accept and expect poor treatment from the services. And then the third finding that we have in the paper is that despite all of this, unemployed drug service users are also being tightly regulated by welfare activation services around job seeking. So there's a clash between these two competing sets of obligations, which presents very real, lived, concrete decision-making for unemployed drug service users, which really alters their lives as they're forced to choose between their methadone or their money. So what we're seeing is that the paper highlights the shortcomings in the intersection of these state services, which serves to undermine the stated goals of both services, while also raising questions regarding the state services' ability to manage and govern the lives of people with multiple needs and vulnerabilities.